This should be the place. I'm so not looking forward to this. Jobs with just a single client are so awkward. Like, what are we even supposed to talk about? Oh, I hate it when they try to make conversation with me. Just to fill the dead air. Like, let's just both agree to not speak to each other. I'm getting paid to protect you, not to be your chatting buddy. It's even worse when they start talking to me like there's something off about a woman being a bodyguard. Like, have you even seen me, dude? I could break you over my knee and you still really want to doubt me. Whatever. I should stop jumping to conclusions about this person when I haven't even met them. I just don't have the best experiences to go off of. Besides, I do get paid the most when it's only one person hiring me. So, hey, this will all be worth it if I might be able to secure a little extra to splurge on something nice for myself. Okay. Here we go. Hi, good evening. I'm your bodyguard. What the hell? What are you doing here? Oh, hey. Open up. Open the door back up right now. What do you mean, what am I doing here? I just told you, I'm the bodyguard, idiot. Oh my god. This isn't happening right now. You can't be serious. Don't tell me you're the one that hired me. Wait a minute. Before you say what you're about to say, I need you to make a promise to me right now that you will tell nobody about this. Okay? Everyone at school already thinks I'm a meathead, and this will give them all the material they need to make me the butt of the joke until graduation. And I do not want that. Which means that you also do not want that. So keep your mouth shut about my side gig. Or I swear to you, you will regret it. Okay? Alright. Good. Thank you. Now, out with it. Are you my client for tonight? Jesus Christ. Of all the people in my security organization, it just had to be me. This is fucking spectacular. If my boss finds out, he'll give me a huge lecture about conduct in front of the clients. And there is nothing I want to avoid more. So? Wait, no. No, don't do that. Don't cancel on me. I really need this, you know. Or else. Just don't do it. I would really appreciate it if you did. Oh, whatever. If you cancel on me, I won't be able to make ends meet this month. I know you don't want to spend a whole night with me, but I don't want to spend a whole night with you either. But I'm not here to be friendly. Just look. You already hired me, and I'm already here. That's that, right? It's too late for you to cancel on me and book another bodyguard anyways. By the time they get here, half of the night will already be gone. And whatever plans you have with it, well. Say you wouldn't want to do that. I know, we don't get along. But I still need to do my job. And you still need me to protect you, right? Okay. So, here's what's gonna happen. We're gonna pretend like whatever you wanna call this kind of relationship we have going on doesn't exist for tonight. We don't even have to talk to each other if you don't want to. Hell, we don't even have to look at each other if we don't want to. I'll just do my job, and you can ignore me. I'm just doing my job, and you're gonna pay me to do my job. Okay? Is that cool with you? So, what are your evening plans anyways, huh? What could you possibly be doing that requires my protection? Oh, I'm not interested. Don't worry. I just need to know so that I can do my job properly. It's just standard bodyguard protocol. Different locations imply different ways of doing my job. You should know this. So, where are we headed? The city? The country? Maybe the beach? Oh. The city, huh? For what? An art expo. pardon me, but that doesn't really seem like your kind of situation that would require you to hire me. What? You're gonna go to a meet and greet there? Wait, so, like, as the person that everyone is meeting? Like, you're not meeting some artist there. You're the artist everyone is there to see. Oh, wow. I didn't expect this. Especially from you. No, sorry. It is just, I had no idea you were so popular. It's quite amusing. You're always so quiet and reserved in class, but I guess I do see you sketching in your notebook a lot. I just didn't expect you to actually do that kind of side gig. But honestly, that's kind of cool, I guess. Yeah, whatever. But do you really think you're going to need security? And an art expo, though? What I mean is, it doesn't really seem like a very dangerous event. But that doesn't mean you can counsel on me, though. Okay, I guess that's fair. Better to err on the side of caution. I understand. Oh yeah, also, I'm driving you there. It's a part of the whole bodyguard deal. Just so you know. So, if for some reason some bad guy is trying to steal your art, I'm gonna have to fast and furious our way out of there. Don't worry though, I'm a good driver. You should be happy. You get a chauffeur. Imagine yourself pulling up to an expo and walking out the back seat like the President of the United States. You're gonna instantly have 200% more clout. It's gonna be great, don't you think? What time is it at? Jeez, dude. That's in like half an hour. What are you, dumb? We gotta go right now. Come on. Wow. Wait. Don't tell me you're going to the expo like that. What do you mean, what's wrong with it? You look like a high school dropout. That's something at least semi-formal on, okay? Well, come on, dude. Don't just stand there. Chop chop. Looks like things are calming down here. You got a pretty good turnout, though. I didn't know this many people were your fans. It's pretty cool, actually. Don't get a big head. You're still a nerd. Hey, heads up. You've got one more group coming. Wait a second, is that... Shit. Hey girls, what are you doing here? You came to see him too. Oh, you're all fans of his art. Right. Get behind me. Something tells me they're not just here to see your art. Oh, nothing. Yeah, I know. Funny seeing you. Are you gonna look around or what? Hey, back up. You're here for the art, not him. I said back up. I don't care if I picked on him before, he's my client today. And I'm protecting him, so back off. Oh, I'm acting weird? The only weird thing I see here is a couple of bullies showing up to an art expo just to ruin the artist's day for no reason. Now, that's pretty fucked up if you ask me. Hmm? Oh, yeah? You wanna go. Right now. Let's go then. I made a promise that I would protect him, and I will. So, try me. Oh, honestly, I don't care if I have to beat both of your asses at this fancy event. I'll do it. Yeah, that's what I thought. Get out of here. And don't come back. That was awkward. Can't wait to see them at school on Monday. That's gonna be really fun. Oh, I can't believe they were actually planning on trashing your aunt. What a bunch of bitches. You won't be having any more problems with them. I'll tell you that right now. What? Why are you looking at me like... I just... descended from heaven or something. Yeah, no problem. Just doing my job, you know. Look, I know I haven't been the nicest person to you, but I draw the line at messing with your hard work. That's some seriously evil shit. And now that I've seen how much it means to you, and to a lot of other people, I just wasn't gonna let that stand by and happen. So, don't mention it. It was nothing. It was really nothing. Don't ask me that. I don't know why I'm, you know, this way. Maybe I just have a hard time expressing my emotions to other people. Because the truth is, I really don't mind you. I never did. actually, I think it's more like I actually kind of like you a little. Maybe even more than I want to admit to myself. I mean, look. I just spent a whole hour with you, and I actually had a really good time. I guess what I'm trying to say is... I'm sorry for how I've treated you in the past. I'm really sorry. Things will be different from now on. Okay? I promise. Alright. Now that this thing is over, I'm literally gonna drop dead if I don't get some food. It's, not a part of the gig, but... Do you maybe wanna get some? Dinner.